Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Well, this should be a moment for a party, at least a celebratory drink and an invitation for you to come on over to Midori House. You see, it's the 200th outing for Tall Stories. But some pesky virus means that the champagne will have to stay on ice, and we shall have to mark this moment in a more contemplative way. In recent years, there's been a very confident debate about where city living needs to head if we're all going to fit in to the world's most compact metropolises. It's a debate built on the need to intensify urban density, to live in more compact spaces, and rethink the perceived extravagance of having your own apartment. In this new world, shared everything is the rallying mantra. Shared workspaces, pooled cars, and shared living are the variety where large numbers of people come together to cook and eat every day are the trends to be celebrated. You relinquish your own kitchen and lounge, and in return, you get to live in a vibrant gang. But in just days, this kind of sharing has started to look unappealing, dangerous even. A car of one's own suddenly seems like a much better plan. Oh, and an apartment made for you, and perhaps a partner, and your children if you have them, but no guests. Yes, we've seen lots of positive community sharing and people lending a hand during the coronavirus outbreak. And yes, that's been incredible. But as we mark this 200th outing of Tall Stories, it's also worth pondering whether we can or should go back to the density rule. Because we're living at a time when keeping your distance has been elevated to the status of civic duty. And even when this pandemic passes, there will be many people who wonder how long until the next one. And if that thought persists in the minds of the emerging corona generation, then the world of shared workspaces and radical co-living will vanish, to be treated as just another folly, a daft and fleeting lifestyle fad. Instead, give me space and a front door I can bolt may soon be young city dwellers' rallying cry. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.